This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
He's got 13 to go, boys and girls. Right now, at this pace, he would do it at home Friday, April 4th against the Blackhawks. Mark it down, because that is just the seventh to last game of the year. So even if he doesn't continue at this ridiculous pace, this goal-scoring pace, there's now become an increasing possibility that he will break Gretzky's record in this 2024-2025 regular season. Unbelievable from Alex Ovechkin yesterday. It looked like the building was absolutely electric as the Caps beat Edmonton 7-3. They've scored 15 goals in the two games since the Four Nation tournament ended. 8-3 on Friday night against Pittsburgh, or was it Saturday? And then 7-3 yesterday against Edmonton, outscoring their two opponents in the two games back from the break, 15-6. Good morning. The Indy Combine starts this week. I'm expecting a newsy week in the NFL. Ben Standig will join us at noon. Joe Beninati will join us at 12:35. When Ovechkin does this, I mean, this is going to be, in terms of record breakers for any DC pro sports team athlete in the four major sports, this is going to be, in modern sports, the most significant record broken by anybody that's ever played for any of the four professional sports teams in town. This is going to be a break-in to ESPN the moment he breaks the record. This is not Hank Aaron passing Babe Ruth in 1974. This isn't O.J. Simpson becoming the first running back to go over 2,000 yards. But it's close. This is the great one's mark that nobody thought would be run down. And especially this year. I mean, the best projections at the beginning of this year for Alex Ovechkin were, at some point, you know, if he was healthy and remained upright, maybe during the 25-26 season next year. You know, worst case at this point, knock on wood, that he stays healthy, it's the first week of next season. But at this rate, I mean, you're talking about a guy that is on pace right now, scoring .707 goals per game. This is a 58 goal scoring season for the great one had he been healthy the entire season. I mean, that's ridiculous for him. He has not had a season like that since his third season in the league, and he's doing it at this age. It's going to be exciting, and we're going to be stopping everything to focus in on Alex Ovechkin potentially breaking the record sometime in the final 2 weeks of the season. There are a number of games that are very interesting down the stretch for the Capitals for that record to be broken. Look, this is not to take anything away from the amazing season they're having. They are having a President's Trophy leading season right now. They're 1 point ahead of Winnipeg, who's won 9 games in a row in the West. But the Caps right now are an absolute lock, for the most part, to be the one seed in the East and to be one of the favorites going into the postseason to win the Stanley Cup. Talk about win it all. So I know that they aren't an odds favorite right now. There are other teams that are better odds favorites, but the Caps are going to be a team that's thought of as a Stanley Cup title contender when the postseason starts in mid-April. The last game of the regular season, we've talked about this as a possible scenario in which let's just say they finish at Pittsburgh and he is tied with Gretzky and broke the record at Pittsburgh. But there are a number of opportunities really over the final 2 weeks of the season. They play 7 games over the final 13 games of the regular season. And right now, as mentioned, at the current pace, he would break the record Friday night, April 4th at home against Chicago. Now, again, we've been saying this for a while now. It seems impossible for him to continue with this pace of goal scoring. Another hat trick would certainly help, would certainly get him in real good position. But 25 games left, 13 goals to go, gets him in position to get this thing done in the next to last week of the season. An incredible performance yesterday and an incredible start to this last home stretch of the season coming off the break with an 8-3 win over Pittsburgh on Saturday and a 7-3 win over Edmonton yesterday.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right. We will talk to Joe Beninati later on in the show. But, you know, in just thinking about Ovechkin, look, his place is cemented in the sports lore of this city. There is no doubt if we go athletes only and we take coaches out of the mix, he's on Mount Rushmore. He's on the Mount Rushmore of Washington athletes. That's not even close. Like, if we go way back and we're going to count Walter Johnson and Sammy Ball, well, those two are 100% on Mount Rushmore. And Ovechkin is right there. And then we can debate who number four is. But if you go back to the beginning of sports, team sports in D.C., Walter Johnson, Sammy Ball, and Alex Ovechkin are on that list. Then we can debate, is it Daryl Green? Is it John Riggins? Is it Wes Unseld? Is it Elvin Hayes? You know, there is a debate, but those would be the three. Ovechkin cemented there. There is no doubt about it. Now, if we're going to talk about great moments, this will probably be on the Mount Rushmore of great moments if he sets this, when he sets this record. Right there with Riggins' run, which would be number one. The Riggo 43-yard touchdown on 4th-and-1 in Super Bowl 17 would be number one on the Mount Rushmore of D.C. sports moments. And then you would go to perhaps a Doug Williams Super Bowl 22. You would go to a Nats World Series, you know, Game 7 in Houston. You would go to a Cap Stanley Cup Game 5 in Vegas. There would be a lot of competition there. But Ovechkin setting the mark and breaking Gretzky would be on that Mount Rushmore as well, in terms of greatest DC sports moments. But in terms of the most significant athlete, team sport athlete from the four major sports in our city's history, it is, without question, Walter Johnson, Sammy Baugh, and Alex Ovechkin. Number four is debatable after that. And if you want to move it into more modern sports history, it's hard to do that because most cities would count guys like Sammy Baugh and Walter Johnson. Sammy Baugh was the greatest football player of the era in the 30s and 40s. He was the greatest. He was really the first major superstar at quarterback in NFL history. Walter Johnson's considered even to this day by people like Tim Kurchin to be the greatest pitcher in the history of the game. And Alex Ovechkin is going to be the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL. I mean, after that, debatable. Daryl Green, Riggo, for me, come to mind. I've always felt, as great as Wes Unseld was and as significant as he was to pro basketball in this town, Elvin Hayes was actually a greater player. That's my opinion. I know that a lot of you would debate me on that. I know that Wes Unseld was the rookie that also won MVP. He was the Jim Brown of the NBA as a rookie center for the Baltimore Bullets that was not here. They had not yet moved to D.C. They moved to D.C. in 1973 from Baltimore. But he was the NBA's rookie of the year and the NBA's MVP. And Elvin Hayes didn't win in MVP, but Elvin Hayes is certainly considered on the short list of the greatest power forwards in the history of the NBA. And Wes Unseld would be down the list on the greatest centers. He was a great center, don't get me wrong, and a unique center and a significant force in pro basketball in this town and in the only championship that this town has ever recorded, 1978, the Bullets winning as a surprise winner in 78, and then going back and defending in the championship series in 79 against Seattle. Wes was huge, and Wes was the MVP of the 1978 NBA Finals. Elvin Hayes did not perform well in that final. I still consider Elvin Hayes to be the better player of the two. That's why I almost would cancel them out and I would go with a Daryl Green or a Riggo as the fourth on the D.C. Mount Rushmore list. Walter Johnson, Sammy Baugh, Alex Ovechkin, and then probably Green or Rigo. I think that's it.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.